Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to Stars Train of Thoughts. This podcast is dedicated to putting out content about empowerment, self-discovery, and personal development. With this platform, I'll also be sharing my stories and experiences with my faith, anxiety, personal struggles, and everything in between. So buckle up, get ready, because the next episode's coming up.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to Struggles Anyone. I decided to go with a Struggles Anyone title because I just wanted to dive into what I experienced this week. I actually had this sinking feeling and it's somewhat unfamiliar for me because it started last Saturday, like a week ago, where I really have not felt any emotions or any feelings inside me. Like I felt like I was empty. And it's unfamiliar for me and it's such a weird state, something new for me. And I wanted to share this with you because probably you have experienced this one or maybe you'll experience this in the future. So maybe we could relate with each other or even talk with each other with our experiences. For me, that's what I felt like for a week. And I don't know if I'm in a depressed season or I'm in a depressed state for the past week because I really have not felt any kind of emotion. I didn't feel any pain or hurt. I didn't feel any sadness. I couldn't even feel happy, you know? And it's such a weird state for me because I don't know where this came from or how I came about this. And I don't even know what to do, where to start. How do I comfort myself or how do I do this or how do I process this? So this week has become such a drag. Like I only worked for 2 days. I was just here at home. I stayed mostly in bed. But the start of the week, like Monday, Tuesday, my allergies were back and, you know, runny nose, puffy eyes, and it led to, you know, dry cough. So I had to also take my time to rest because I don't want to make it worse. So I had my medications. I had my nasal spray. But somehow it led to, you know, very slow day for the past few days. And it's so difficult. Like, I don't know where to start. I don't know who to talk to because I don't know anyone who had undergone the same experience as this. Though I asked a friend of mine, but she told me that she also experienced this prior to her menstruation. So I don't know if it's also the same with me. Sometimes I don't want to feel this too much because I don't want to, you know, baby my emotions. I don't like to put meaning with things that are not even true because, you know, it says in the Bible that be careful since the heart can be deceitful. So emotions and feelings are not my basis anymore when it comes to how I do things or how I go about my life. So having this sinking feeling for the past week has been a struggle for me. And I don't really know what to do. Like I just had to push myself to wake up and then just to prepare for work and then actually work. But for the, let's say for a week, I've only worked for 2 days. So for the rest of the days, like for 5 days, I was mostly in my bed. It was kind of related to my depressed state wherein I would mostly find myself in my bed and mostly asleep. Like I was asleep more than the hours that I am awake. Like let's say there are 24 hours in a day. So mostly my sleep would take me around 15 hours or 16 and the rest of the 8 hours would be my waking time, my waking hours. So I really don't know where this is coming from. Like I can't even sleep up to the point that I'm still awake up to 4 to 5 in the morning. And I wake up sometimes in the afternoon, so it's really difficult for me. Even if, you know, I do my Bible study, I do my devotional, but I can't seem to locate any emotions or any feelings, which is very unusual for me. So I decided to share my experience because I think it's one way of for me to process it, and I hope that the following week would be a better one. But I'm not even blaming myself. I'm not making myself feel disappointed because I know this is part of my journey when it comes to anxiety and depression. And I can't force myself to do things or to process everything in a fast pace because it's going to mess me up in the future if I would rush myself. So yeah, I'm not anymore in the middle, but I think I'm past that area. So I'm better. I'm getting better, I think. I just need to try to push myself because sometimes you can't gain or you can't get this kind of motivation or assistance from people you know because you know that they have not experienced this or they couldn't understand where you're coming from. So this is quite a new thing for me. So my last anxiety attack was during the month of June. Like I was so devastated. I was drowning with pain and I was having my panic attacks. I was really hurt that time. So if I compare it now, it's quite different because I really cannot identify what emotion this is. It feels like I'm empty, but I don't know how I came about this state. I'm kind of confused right now because I've actually researched about this empty feeling, and emptiness is actually being identified as an emotion. So when one feels empty, you're actually experiencing an uncomfortable emotion. And this has actually a physical sensation in our body. You feel like nothing matters or feel like you're bored. For the past few days, I felt like I was bored. I had no passion. I wasn't even feeling myself with my vlog and my podcast. But it's kind of really connected when it comes to someone who is struggling with a mental illness and feels like you feel like you're helpless because you don't know where to start. Emptiness is a chronic feeling. You actually have a hard time to feel anything and you feel detached and you feel that the sense of purpose is missing or there's a void that can't be filled. It's actually difficult if you think about it or if you want to know the deep root or the deep cause of it. It's somehow common with people struggling with mental illness, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. You know, if you too are struggling with this, you can actually message me because you can learn from each other and we can even share our stories. This kind of experience for me was not expected. Like, I wasn't expecting this because, like, 8 days ago was a Friday and I hung out with my friends. We did our monthly hangout through Zoom, and we just chatted for around 5 hours, and I was so happy. We just chatted and we asked questions about each other. I just missed the feeling of spending time with them, and I was shocked after the next day. It was kind of slowly going down. I wasn't really expecting this, but I was actually questioning why I am in this state. Sometimes, since I'm an introvert, I do love being alone. I do love spending time alone, and I don't mind not talking to another human being for a matter of days, but this had me circling around, like wondering what's wrong and questioning what did I do or what have I done more differently to not end up in this state. Like, you want to feel something, but you don't feel anything. I'd rather feel hurt or pain rather than be in this empty state. And siguro, I was actually not trying to deal with my anxiety. I was kind of avoiding to deal with my anxiety. So difficult. I feel like I'm so full, like my chest is full, but I can't seem to identify what emotion is it or what kind of problem I'm dealing with. If you can imagine an intersection wherein there is this center point where the two lines intersect, and that point of intersection somehow correlated with our body. And if we look at it that way, my body has this point of intersection wherein it's located in the middle of my body, and I just can't seem to identify or to locate that point of intersection in me, where I think it contains all of the issues, all of the problems, all of my emotions, everything. But I couldn't pinpoint to why I was struggling and why am I feeling this emptiness or this kind of emotion. So yeah, if you have been following me for a while, you know I've used my podcast as a way for me to process things, to even talk about what I'm dealing with. I still feel full. Like, I couldn't explain or pour it out. I couldn't just grasp on why I'm feeling this way. So it's so difficult. I don't know what the point or I don't have any lessons for you today. Maybe the lesson that I would share to you, if you're going to be experiencing this kind of empty feeling, is that you maybe look for your accountability partner where you can talk to him or her about everything that's going on. Like, you can truly be honest and be raw and vulnerable to that person, because it helps that you have a person who you can talk to about anything without any judgment. Being that accountability partner, that person knows you more than you know yourself, because sometimes you can't even see how we are as a person. So I guess that's the thing that I would want to put out there. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna do now after I record this podcast episode. I'm just gonna pour it all out to my accountability partner, and I hope to hear and listen to God as I pray tonight. Just lift it all to Him. I couldn't even be 100% sure that this is an effect of my mental health illness, because it could be a way for God to just wake something inside me by first removing everything, you know? The same way with my breakthrough a few years back, where I realized that God is my main priority. Upon Him removing all the obstacles or all the idolatries and traditions, wrong mindset that I had before. Only after God removed all of those things in my life, where I had a clear perspective on what are the important things in life. So I guess it's just a matter of keeping yourself motivated as you continue to study His Word, spend time with Him, and not just talk to God, not just pray to God, but to spend time listening to Him. And sometimes, because of the noise in this world, we cannot really listen to God, but we have to put ourselves in that state. We have to remove all the unnecessary things in our mind, in our hearts, before God will reveal Himself to us. Yeah, so thank you for spending your time with me, and I'm glad that I got to pour this out, even if I'm still wondering why this is happening. But I'm still glad that I had this platform to share some of my mental health struggles with you. So thank you for listening, and I hope you're doing okay. Bye!